from KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm Lily Jamali. We're going to start this morning in Los Angeles, where Mayor Eric Garcetti has released the city's very own Green New Deal. Garcetti says there's no greater threat to the survival of the world's cities than the danger posed by climate change. KCRW's Saul Gonzalez has more on the plan to make LA a zero-emission city by the middle of this century.
Garcetti's Green New Deal includes lots of things the city is already doing to fight climate change, like replacing coal and natural gas power plants with wind, solar, and geothermal. New initiatives in the deal include a plan to make all cars and trucks in LA zero emission by the year 2050, partly by creating incentives for residents to buy used electric vehicles. And Garcetti wants every single home and office in Los Angeles to produce zero emissions, also by the middle of the century. That means building using electricity to run heaters and air conditioners instead of natural gas. Garcetti promises helping to save the planet will also be good for LA's economy. He says 300,000 new jobs will be created as LA goes all green, with workers doing everything from installing rooftop solar panels to putting in thousands of new charging stations for electric vehicles. For the California Report, I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles.
The FBI and local law enforcement say they've thwarted several planned terrorist attacks in L.A. County. They say 26-year-old Mark Stephen Domingo from Reseda plotted with undercover law enforcement officials to bomb a white nationalist rally that was supposed to take place this past weekend in Long Beach. Nicole Hanna is the U.S. Attorney for the Central District of California. She says the former U.S. Army soldier wanted to kill Jews and police officers, saying America needed another event like the 2017 mass shooting in Las Vegas.
This is a case in which law enforcement was able to identify a man consumed with hate and bent on mass murder and stop him before he could carry out his attack.
Domingo apparently told undercover officers he also intended to target Huntington Beach and the Santa Monica Pier. Here's Special Agent Ryan Young of the FBI's Counterterrorism Division in L.A.
We believe he was conducting an attack to weaken the United States and retaliate against Americans for what he perceived to be violence incurred by U.S. actions around the world.
Authorities say Domingo appeared to be acting alone. He was taken into custody just before the planned attack Friday night, and he's been charged with plotting a terrorist attack designed to inflict mass casualties. Well, we're going to go to San Diego County now, where a memorial was held yesterday for Lori Kay, who died in Saturday's synagogue shooting in Poway.
God bless America.
In response to that shooting, Governor Gavin Newsom wants to triple state funding to help protect nonprofits that might be the targets of hate-motivated violence. From KQED's Politics and Government desk, Katie Orr has the story.
Newsom says he's concerned about the rise of violence directed at groups based on religion, race, and sexual orientation. So he wants to offer $15 million in grants for nonprofits to tighten security around their buildings. But safety isn't the only message he and other elected officials are promoting. Newsom says education on the dangers of intolerance must also be a priority. He shared a recent experience he had with his young son.
My 7-year-old son came in on my mother and father's grave last week asking me if we were Jewish. And I said, why? He says, well, a friend of mine said he can't stand Jewish people.
Newsom says unless those kinds of beliefs are addressed and dealt with early on, society will always be swinging from crisis to crisis. Acknowledging that anti-Semitism was on the rise before President Trump took office, Newsom says it's ramped up under this administration. For the California Report, I'm Katie Orr in Sacramento.
Well, California's child care system is in crisis, and here are a few alarming statistics that show how it's failing to reach most kids under the age of 5. 1 out of 5 children in our state lives in poverty. 3 out of every 4 kids don't have access to a licensed child care or preschool seat, and those who teach and care for the state's youngest barely make minimum wage. From Los Angeles, Deepa Fernandez has more on what a commission created by the state assembly found after 2 years of looking for solutions.
Tonya McMillan has run a daycare out of her Los Angeles home for the last 25 years. But recently, McMillan made a very hard decision. She's closing.
I'm no longer accepting any new infants, toddlers, or preschool-aged children.
It's hard to make ends meet. It's similar for preschool teachers who barely make more than minimum wage.
We really need to make sure that providers are not just living right there at the edge of falling off the cliff.
McMillan worked on a Blue Ribbon Commission that spent the last 2 years talking to people in the early childhood field to find out how it could be improved. Now, the commission has released its long-term plan for overhauling the system. Christine Johnson-Staub with the Center for Law and Social Policy in D.C. says this report could be a game-changer for the whole country.
It is centered on addressing racial inequities and other types of inequities to access.
The report emphasizes that the crisis in the state's early care system disproportionately affects children of color. Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon, who chaired the commission, blames a flawed system.
Where children on one side of town don't get the same sort of programs as children on another side of town.
It's a question of equity, says Rendon.
Kindergarten teachers get paid 3 times more than childcare workers.
So improving pay for these workers is key. The report also calls for streamlining the system so low-income families can qualify for and find good childcare. The ultimate goal? That low-income families don't pay more than 7% of their income for childcare. Rendon is aware that previous Blue Commission reports have collected dust.
It's always difficult to say what's going to happen in Sacramento. I think we have a better chance of getting it done now than we've ever had in the history of our state.
And that's because Governor Newsom has made elevating the early childhood field a priority. For the California Report, I'm Deepa Fernandez in Los Angeles.
And Deepa is an early childhood reporting fellow at Pacific Oaks College, which is funded in part by First 5 LA. Finally today, filmmaker John Singleton is drawing tributes from Hollywood names including Samuel L. Jackson, Spike Lee, and Regina King. Singleton died yesterday after a stroke. He's being remembered for the way he helped open Hollywood up to black actors with his 1991 film Boys in the Hood. That movie put on the big screen the cold reality of life for African Americans in South Los Angeles, then called South Central. W. Kamau Bell tweeted yesterday, "If you weren't there in the 90s, you have no idea how revolutionary Boys in the Hood was. It kicked open a door that black artists are still walking through." The film made Singleton the first African American and the youngest person at 23 to be nominated for a Best Director Oscar. John Singleton was 51 years old. And that is the California Report for this Tuesday, April 30th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Lily Jamali. Have a great day. When you waste it, it's your life. Don't be stupid, though.
Support for the California Report comes from Energy Upgrade California, urging Californians to keep it golden through simple acts like unplugging unused devices. EnergyUpgradeCalifornia.org. Bridge Bank, a division of Western Alliance Bank, offering flexible financial solutions to entrepreneurs and to the technology and life science communities. Bridge Bank, be bold, venture wisely. And Collective Health. American employers are in the healthcare business. It's time they add the technology to drive it. CollectiveHealth.com.